right, so this is going to be episode one, our first podcast. So my name is James Billman.
My name is Caroline Young.
And we are Beauty and the Cowboy. So how did we come up with Beauty and the Cowboy?
You can't ask me that question right now.
She doesn't even know. So I mean, everybody thought I was the beauty and she was going to be the cowboy. And then we swapped roles. Yeah. So that's not how we came up with it?
No, that's not. He kept asking me. This wasn't an intense conversation, okay? This wasn't really an intense conversation because I did not want to be overpowered.
Yep.
And I didn't want to lose my identity. So it was a big deal for me to be still who I am. And he's like, well, you need to come up with a word. His was cowboy. I'm like, I have no idea what my word is. Put it out on Facebook. You know, people gave me some words. Beautiful was like one of the main words. I still wasn't like sold on that one. But then James was like, what about Beauty and the Cowboy? I'm like, okay, yeah, I like that. I actually like that a lot.
So that's how we came up with the name of the podcast. So it's very important for Caroline that she didn't lose her identity as we go into this. And so you know, this first podcast, we just want to go into a little bit about who we are, where we come from, and what we're trying to do with this podcast, why we even wanted to do a podcast.
Exactly.
So you want to go ahead and start?
So I was born and raised Blackfoot. I lived out in Riverside about...
Blackfoot, Idaho.
Yes. I was born in Blackfoot, Idaho, and I grew up out in Snake River. So I'm not really from Blackfoot. I'm not a Bronco. So let's put that out there. I'm a Panther. I'm from Snake River. Anyways, I grew up out in Riverside. My parents divorced when I was 7, and my dad remarried and like shortly after that. And so I had a stepmom and my dad that raised me a majority of my life. My mom lives in Idaho Falls. I went to Snake River High School. I was yearbook editor, loved journalism, thought I was going to go to New York to be a magazine designer. Still kind of wonder how my life would have been if I was a magazine designer. Very interesting. Anyways, married my high school sweetheart. We shortly had our first son. I was 20 when Wes was born. Got a divorce. And then from that point on, a lot of bad relationships. I have two girls. Yeah, this one's going to, a lot of this we'll talk about in further episodes. So I have my son that right now, he'll be 24, and he's married. I have my daughter that is 21, and she'll be getting married in June. And then I have Jerrica, which is my youngest, that's 15. And so I've been married 3 times. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I have been in the assisted living industry since 2022. I am a director currently at an assisted living. I absolutely love what I do. I love the leadership role, business. I just love all of that, healthcare.
You've been in there longer than 2022, haven't you?
No, I've been in the industry 22 years.
Yes.
22 years. Did I say 2022?
Yes.
Yeah, longer than 2 years. So yeah, since 2002, I've been in the assisted living healthcare world, which love it, but it is a very stressful, rewarding job. Okay, so I think people in healthcare can totally relate to that.
But you've always been in that leadership role, right?
Always. I have always been a boss, no matter where. All of my jobs, in high school, I've always been a manager in every single role where I've been. So leadership really is probably, I'm very passionate about that. I love building a team of amazing people. I love taking care of the elderly and really making a difference every single day. That's what I'm about. So that's just a little bit about me. But that is just a little micro. That was totally micro down.
So we're trying to keep this first episode. This is first one. We're trying to keep it simple. We're trying to keep it short. Obviously, we want people to come back. We want them to listen to more. I feel like there's a lot of things we can share. There's a lot that we have to offer, things like that. So my name's James Billman. I was born right here in Idaho Falls, Idaho. I basically grew up down in Shelley, so not too far away from Blackfoot, about 20 miles away from Blackfoot. I mean, I'm just slightly older than Caroline.
2,655 days older.
Which isn't much, really. I mean, who's counting?
2,655.
So 7 years older than her. That's why, you know, the maturity comes in here.
I'm used to being a cougar and not being a cougar.
Uh-huh. So... But, you know, so I grew up in a very loving family. My dad was 34 years military. My mom ran the Shelley Senior Citizen Center, drove a school bus. And so we grew up to where we didn't have a whole lot of money, so we had to work hard to get anything that we wanted. So at a very young age, I watched some of my uncles and relatives that they owned their own businesses, and they had the cabins and the jet skis and the boats and all the things that I wanted, you know, at a young age. So I just kind of paid attention. And I had one uncle that used to take me with him on sales calls, and then him and I would go up to his cabin, things like that. So I kind of paid attention at a very young age. So right out of high school, I started my first business. My parents were on the board for the State High School Rodeo. I happened to be standing in a meeting where they asked, they didn't have anybody to run a concession stand. So I just told them, I'd worked in a concession stand for our church for like 4 hours one time. Other than that, I had zero experience at it. I told them that I would do it. So I figured it out, built my own grill, went to the State High School Rodeo in Filer, Idaho, worked there for a week. We made $5,000 in a week. And this is back in 1991. And so in 1991, like $5,000, that was a lot of money to make in 1 week. And so from there, I mean, we just kept doing events and things like that. So I've owned that catering company now for, I believe, about 33 years is how long I did that. But that led into all kinds of other things. So led into multiple restaurants, led into all kinds of different businesses. And when you feed people for 32 years, you get to meet a lot of people. So, you know, for me, business is all about relationships, building relationships with people. And that's led into a whole bunch of other stuff. So I own a facility out here called Cowboy Warrior Ranch in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And so it's an equestrian center. We have a large indoor riding arena, an outdoor arena. Right now, there's probably close to 100 animals here on the property, from a lot of really nice horses. I have roping cattle, and then I'm a team roper. But then from there, we're going to start ranch tours here next month. And ranch tour area, basically, we're a big glorified petting zoo.
Not a petting zoo.
It's not a petting zoo.
That drives me nuts.
But it's a lot. It's going to be a lot cooler than that. So we have a lot of goats. We got Highland cows. We got a pig that thinks he's a dog. We got mini horses, mini donkeys, chickens running all over the place. Kids will get to come out, collect the eggs, take them home. So that's who I am. So I am that rodeo cowboy. As far as I was a bulldogger for a long time, I'm still currently a team roper. And so Caroline's going to be moving out here to the ranch here, I think next month. The end of next month is when her and Jericho are going to be moving in. And so it's going to be kind of bringing the girly girl out to the ranch. And so the podcast is going to be a lot about that experience as far as, you know, it's completely night and day difference, change of life. I've also been married 3 times. I have 4 children. I have 3 girls and a boy. My oldest is 28. My youngest is 18, you know, and so, I mean, my youngest daughter lives here at the ranch with us, and so Jericho will be here. So it'll be a little bit blended families, but I mean, at this point, all the kids are old enough. Like, it's not really blending families and that type of relationship. It's just everybody getting along. And then as we go along with this, I mean, we're going to be building new businesses, the ranch tour area, different things like that. I mean, that's all brand new. So it's going to be how we get along as far as how we've been building our relationship. Both of us have been married 3 times. And so it's like how we deal with the outside world, her job, my job.
How have you been dealing with me lately?
That's been tough.
Like, can we talk about that briefly? What did you say to me when we were on the couch? I was trying to like smoke.
You're hard.
No, you said.
Oh, not that part?
No, not that I was making you hard. You said, you are a lot sometimes.
You are a lot sometimes.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, absolutely. But it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad lot. I have been a lot this week, though. Well, yeah.
So Caroline's been going through a lot with work and things like that. So she has a lot of, very hard issues as far as she works at a, you know, assisted living facility. And they're elderly people. There's been quite a few people die since the first of the year. So that's a lot on anybody.
And James just wants to fix me.
Well, no, my goal is to always make her happy.
Yes.
And so our podcast, so it's very challenging because lots of times I don't know how to make her happy. And then I come across as I don't care, which is never, ever, like, I always care, but it can come across that way. And it's because I really want to know how to make her happy. And even shooting this podcast and everything else, there's been a lot of challenges because there's a lot of things that's very important to her as far as the appearance of the room and the appearance of everything versus for me, it's more just about sharing our story and getting the content out there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the other little things, I mean,
those little things drive me nuts though.
They drive her nuts. And so it's made it hard sometimes to be able to shoot the podcast
because
you have to be in the right frame of mind. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that's why I think we're going to be able to help a lot of people is because a lot of the content that we're shooting, I mean, we're definitely two real people.
I'm a train wreck.
And yeah, right now she kind of is a train wreck. And so it's been challenging. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I've got all kinds of stresses going on right now as well. And I think everybody out there does.
Yes.
So everybody has all these different challenges and all these different things, pressures in their life, whether it's money, whether it's your job, whether it's your kids or it's your relationship, yep. You know? So like I'm 51 years old and how old are you again?
I'm 43.
And so she's 43.
2,655 days younger than
she's going to be 44 here pretty quick this next month. And it's like starting over dating at this stage in life. How do you deal with that? Because we've already been through all these hurdles. Mm-hmm. She's already been through abusive relationships and just some bad things. And so have I. I mean, we've both been through, you know, spouses or girlfriends, boyfriends cheating on us. So every single time you go through something like that, you build a wall. Mm-hmm. And so coming into a new relationship, how do you get over all those walls? And sometimes it just takes little things to instantly throw the wall up again, yeah. And make the wall higher, even though it wasn't intended to be bad, but we've already lived through those things. So our podcast is going to be a lot about how to overcome that, mm-hmm. How we've overcome some hurdles, and it's going to be about communication and, mm-hmm. You know, how we talk and how we get along and what we do when pressure gets high, you know, and so...
Yeah, communication is key on that, just to get over those hurdles.
But really anything, like we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. From relationships, we're going to be talking about building a business. We're going to be talking about sex after.
Are we?
Yes, we are. It's one of my favorite songs.
Are I going to be talking about that? You're just going to listen, so you know.
So apparently I need less. Okay, see.
I'm definitely kidding.
We're going to be talking about all kinds of fun and things. And so we're going to get Caroline here out to Brandon. Brandon, some calves. So you're going to get to see her in some cowboy experiences. And I'm sure she'll put me in some other dumb experiences.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, so that's what our podcast is going to be about. So I hope that you guys stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of guests. Yes. You know, from feeding people for 32 years, I've catered for a lot of entertainers, politicians, lots of other business owners. And a lot of these guys have multi-billion dollar companies. So we're going to have some really cool people come on and visit with everybody. And so we're going to have some fun discussions. So this is number one. We hope you come back and you listen to number two.
It'll be interesting. It'll be fun and exciting.
It'll be an adventure for all of us. So
an adventure.
Thanks for being here today.